This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
My name is Mary McLaughlin and I live here in Athlone, and I am a family support worker with the HSE.
Mel Keyes is my name, and I live in Coosan, Athlone. And in the main, I'm a farmer, but I'm also a projectionist at Roscommon Arts Centre.
Okay, listen, when you take off the jacket, I just need to listen into your chest for a few minutes. Thanks, John. My name is Nora Curran. I'm a GP, and I've lived in Athlone for the last 10 years. I currently work both in an ordinary GP practice and in the community alcohol and drug service in Athlone, one day a week.
I'm Noel Henry. I run Midland Bus Company, have done for the last 44 years.
Chris Henshaw, the YCU with chewing gum.
Transferring workers and school children.
And all the rules and...
My name is Hazel Reid. I am the proprietor and owner of Fernhill Garden Centre. And one of the ways for relaxing is a member of a few clubs here, particularly the Athlone Gramophone Society.
I'm treasurer of Athlone Gramophone Society, and this week I'm presenting the recital.
What happens each week is that one or sometimes two people play their own favourite music, and they might explain what they like about it, whether it's the singer or the arrangements or the style or whatever.
The Boys of the Lot is my number three. Number four is Ramu.
There is a world of difference between listening to music at home, just putting on a CD, and listening to it with a group of like-minded people. It's a bit like going to the cinema. The difference between watching a DVD in your own home, when someone could come to the door or the phone might ring, or you decide that if it's a slow piece, you get up and you make a cup of tea or things like that. Whereas if you go to the cinema, you're concentrating wholly on what's in front of you.
I'm going to start, I'm opening with a piece from Native American music. I heard them playing in County Clare about 2 years ago, and I bought their CD. Thank you. And my next piece is Vivaldi, and I'm taking the second movement from the Four Seasons for winter. We are in winter now, whether we like it or not. And funny enough, in preparation for this, I was thinking myself of fire and warmth, and when I read the sleeve on the note, it said the very same, and it draws up images of shelter by the warmth of fireside whilst the rain falls outside. So number 11, please.
Okay.
Invariably, people say why they like the piece of music. that they're playing. For instance, one of our lady members started to play pieces of music that she had heard on her honeymoon in Scotland. So, you know, whenever I'd hear one of those pieces of music, I'd think of her on her honeymoon. I was an army doctor for 14 years. That's what brought me to Athlone in the first place.
Did you have a gun?
I did carry a pistol in Somalia. Never used it, thankfully. Because there was no governance at all. Every 16-year-old was going around carrying a weapon of some sort. On one of these convoys, we were caught up in an ambush. I was standing in the back of the converted vehicle, which was the ambulance, and it happened to be a soft-top vehicle, which wasn't ideal. However, I just remember sitting in the back of the ambulance and wondering, should I stand or should I lie down, or would it make any difference? So there was absolutely nothing I could do. And I just felt, well, I'm absolutely useless in this situation, you know, whereas thankfully the Irish troops surrounding me really knew what to do. There were a lot of deaths. 9 Somalis died that day. Thankfully, we had no Irish casualties that day. There was one young man who didn't die instantly, and a helicopter came, and I travelled in the helicopter with the wounded guy, and he was so badly wounded. The 2 helicopter pilots began to feel a little weak, and I just thought, I've just been through an ambush here. I don't want these pilots fainting on me. So I started frantically trying to open the windows. I just thought to myself, I can just about find the windows to open this helicopter. Please God, I don't let, you know, have me fly it as well, you know, because I could just about cope. So anyway, they were fine. And unfortunately, that young man died just as we took him out of the helicopter the other end of the journey.
And we are going to Scotland for my next piece, and the Boys of the Law. And we're going to hear 3 pieces from them. The first piece was only played on New Year's Day and at no other time. The second piece has its origins in Norwegian music. And the last reel is just heard on Shetland. Again, it's number 11. I seem to have a fondness for number 11 tonight. Thank you.
I leave at 9:55 to come to the liturgical centre to do my hour. Just fill in the gate here. This is what you would call a chapel of ease, and they call it a chapel of adoration. And people just drop in and they'll write a request here. Pray for my sisters. Health. Please pray for my sister to get a better job in London soon. Please pray for my sister to get suitable accommodation in London. And maybe people who are coming to pray might have a look and say, well, I'll pray for this guy. Now, the adorers, as they call them, these are the hours they fill in. You see my name there last night. Every Tuesday night. Now, these are the people. There's somebody on from 5 to 6 this morning. This one was on from 4 to 5. This one from 3 to 4. And this one from 2 to 3. So you can see it was filled in.
In the middle of the night.
All through the night. There's somebody here all the time.
ones that are sort of in a hurry will maybe sit here for a few minutes at the back, you know. Some will go up to the front like this. Some will bring a book with them, read it. Some you'll hear the beads rattling. Others just sit. And whether they're praying or listening, it's hard to know, but they obviously get an ease. And you find that when you've settled in after 10 or 15 minutes, that you start to relax and everything, the world goes by. I have a busy old schedule. I still like to come here. I look forward to it, actually. And what brought me here originally was my wife got a heart attack about 4 or 5 years ago. And she was rushed down to Portsea Ogla. And that first 9 hours, and then the second 9 hours, hanging around the hospital waiting with your heart up in your mouth, you know. And you're saying, please, God, please, you know, please. And you're over a period of time, then you're in and out of the hospital. And you find that this is the only fella you can come to in the heel of the hunt. Other people say, oh, how is that wife? You know, but they're gone then. It's how is something else, and they pass on, you know. But it's a nice place that it is. Just religion to me is just the elevation above the ordinary humdrum of the everyday life. And it's just that change.
The Gramophone Society, although it's a sort of an antique name, it's simply recorded music.
In the middle there's an interval, and we all either go to the bar or sit exactly where we are and just chat.
My deceased mother came to it, and then she thought I might like it, so I got addicted to it since. My mother has been gone about 7 years, and then I went with her for her last 3 or 4 years, and then she thought I might like it, so now I've continued on in her memory, I suppose, really, in memory of my late mother.
And are there any particular pieces that you've heard that you like?
Well, I can't remember the names of them, but when I hear them, I like them. Christmas music. Yes, I like ABBA music too. I don't often hear it, but ABBA music is one of my favourites, nearly.
It's a grand, pleasant night, you know. The trend recently, I suppose, is when one person is presenting, they would start off in a kind of more serious classical like music, and then as the night goes on, you go into from the sublime and right into the ridiculous. I wound up with Jimmy Durante last week, so that'll give you an idea.
1952, yes. Is when you started.
I was here from day one.
And what was the first night like?
Well, in actual fact, there wasn't such a studied presentation of the records of my time. You just played your choice and said, it's been played by whoever, you know, you played on. And the current score, I'm 82.
Are you? Gosh. And how's life for you at 82?
I had a stroke 2 years ago, so I'm supposed to take it a bit easy, you know.
Yeah, but it didn't affect your body or anything, did it?
Well, my memory isn't very good. I have to write notes to myself all the time. You know?
What kind of notes do you give out to yourself?
Know what to do for tomorrow and next week and whatever. Because I'm in a number of organisations. I don't know why, but I live alone. My husband sadly passed away 12 years ago. And he left a terrible void. Yeah. He was very musical. He left a terrible void, really.
What do you miss most about him being around?
Oh, just everything. He was an inspiration. He enriched my life. And a strange thing, just before I go to bed at night, I just go up to him and ask him, please, won't you watch over me and help me to keep going?
Oh, I've been coming a good many years now. I enjoy the Gramophone. I've been here since 1970. And at those days, times, we often had little trios and things like that, and little violin. People come down and they play first, but that day is gone now because it's too expensive to bring people like that. But I enjoy music. My mother, that was her profession. She was a soprano singer.
Was she?
When she was a young girl, yeah.
You're doing your crossword here, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you doing the farmer crossword because they're playing nice music?
That was just the intro.
Will I tell Mary?
No, we didn't play, we didn't do it.
Sure you didn't. You're the two down the back, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Have you done presentations?
Not yet. No, not yet.
When do you have to?
We're
do
too
one?
Shy.
I thought they put the hammer on everyone.
Well, no, they didn't put it on us yet. When they put the hammer on, we'd probably bow out. But we prefer to. We're better for play at home.
The trio Arcangelo Corelli from Dusseldorf playing the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau. And still staying in medieval times or Middle Ages, I'd like to introduce you now to a CD I got recently in Boston, A Medieval Christmas. And we have singing here the Boston Camerata. And the Camerata was for many years the performing extension of the collection of musical instruments at the Museum of Fine Art in Boston. Barely a handful of musical medieval instruments survive. The fiddle and harp were used in the courts, and the pipe was the commonest dance accompaniment. And we're going to hear number 9 on this CD. Please, Nora. Thank you.
I showed films. Well, this Offside is Iranian. It's about an incident during the World Cup in 2005 qualifiers in Tehran, where a girl football fan disguises herself as a boy to try and get in, but gets caught. In the main, I'm a farmer. I keep dry stock. I have heifers. In the past, I usually bred my own cattle. I had sucklers. I was a couple of years in the States because I had an uncle and an aunt who weren't too well, and I went out to look after them, and it's hard to get started. Well, it's not hard, but I'm just getting started again now in the farming. My mother's from Coosan, just north of the town. It's up beside the lake, and that's the family farm where I'm at the moment. We came over every summer for our holidays, and we'd stay with my grandparents and an uncle who lived in the home place. About 25 years ago, my parents were going to build a house, so the house was nearly completed, and I came over then just to look after things for maybe a year. But unfortunately, the sequence of it, my grandfather died first, then my father, then the uncle, and my mother was, and then obviously I couldn't leave her on her own. So she was here for 20-odd years, and now she's well into her 80s as well, and she decided that the best thing she could do would be to move back to England, so she's living with my sister in England.
And have you a family life, or are you
single? No, I'm single, yeah. Never made the same mistake once.
I started off with the native music of the Indians in North America, and I'd like to introduce you to the music from Latvia. Latvia has many native musical and cultural traditions, and it has this despite centuries of occupation by other countries. And I hope you'll enjoy this. Number three, please.
Christmas trees. Colin is just about to drill a tree for one of the stands. There's three pallets of Christmas trees there. And there's more in that outside shed. There's four pallets, actually.
And you'll sell all of those?
Oh, yeah. As you can see, this is the terracotta tunnel. And we have some beautiful plants in the pots here just to show people how they can be used. The wind chimes. In 1969, my husband was up close to retiring, and we decided we'd do something. And we started a garden centre. Everyone thought we were mad, and I mean that, because gardens weren't that well cared for at that time. And I was working out of a mobile home, and the garden centre, it was totally plants at that time and a small bit of chemical. And it was his idea, actually. He wasn't retired at the time and didn't retire for maybe 5 years later or more. So I was left to kind of research the market, see where I could acquire my plants and all that, and I just got into it and did it. At that time, one went to the nurseries, chose your plants and packed them up, came home and unpacked them and put them on display. Now we have 40 foots coming in with trolleys, and they just drop the stuff and takes all that awful hassle out of it. I've been fortunate that the lads were interested and took off and went to college and qualified. I'm not qualified. I just grew with it. I mean, when I say that, I don't have the bit of paper. Well, I can identify plants better than they can. Because I'm handling them all the time, you know.
Is there a retirement for you now?
Oh, I've moved back this year. Well, I have plenty to do. Play a little bit of golf. And I do come down here every day. See, everything's looking well.
Do the lads think you're looking over their shoulder?
Not in the slightest, no. Maybe in the beginning, after Christy died, because I was a little bit tense and intense at that stage, you know. But not now. They're well able.
Intense and intense because you were panicking a bit, were you?
No, because I think I was wrapped up in a cocoon of my own. He died very suddenly, and I just... Work was my saviour, if you like. Yeah, it took about five to come out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it happens to you or not, but this certainly happened to me when I was preparing this recital. This lady refused to, she wanted literally to be played tonight, and that's Maria Callas. And we're playing Visa Dart from Tosca, Puccini's Tosca.
Number 11, please. Number 11.
I'm afraid to say it anymore.
Shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Gramophone Society. I look forward to the season every year. It runs from September right through into April.
But you know, we're all a bit lazy in the dark winter's evening. It's lovely to sit by the fire. But if you have to go somewhere, you'll get up and shake yourself and out you go. Isn't it?
If you don't like any of the choice of music,
it's a lesson in patience and tolerance, isn't it, as well?
Athlone Gramophone Society, it's as good as any prescription.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie/radio1.